Right now, you've got a Valentine's Day topic.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. And I heard you guys talking to Donnie yesterday. I thought it was a really interesting conversation. Seems like we had that same conversation every year. Do you fall into it as a guy? Do you go through what seems like a generic process of buying the flowers and chocolates and all that? I do wonder how Donnie has gotten away with it just by saying, well, I'm not really the flower buying kind of guy. Yeah, but what if she is someone who enjoys flowers?
Right.
He just got away with it by saying, yeah, I'm not really into buying flowers. I think most women like flowers. Yes, it probably is a day that's set up to profit share around the country with a lot of different industries, but what's wrong with reaching out and showing your love by giving flowers or chocolates? We hope you have a good Valentine's Day. I don't know if this would be a great topic while you're having a Valentine's dinner tonight. Maybe it'd be better for a couple of days down the line. But you guys did mention to Donnie that if something did happen to Twig, would he want her to go on and, you know, remarry or date again? And Donnie stole my line. Donnie and I have had this talk before. His claim was that if something happened to him, his only ask of Twig was that she would try to get in the coffin at least three times.
Right.
That's the way he always explained it to me. Mine has always been, I really don't care. I would want her to move on, but she has to wait at least a year or I would haunt. And I heard Donnie say the same thing. And I think he got a little defensive when Gordon said he was ready to move in the first weekend, which is very, very inappropriate on your part.
Why is it inappropriate on my part? It was me offering.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess when you put it that way, I guess it's not that bad. Well, here's another example of it. I don't know if you're familiar with Dwayne Dog Chapman.
Oh, yeah.
That's Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Dog the Bounty Hunter, who lost his beloved wife, Beth, recently.
Yes, very sad story. This passed summer, away. She passed away after battling cancer.
Yeah, and he was on a talk show recently, I believe. Wasn't he on Mario?
Yeah, he was on that dopey Dr. Oz show.
Okay.
And he was there with a family friend named Moon Angel.
And Moon Angel, I believe, was the ex-girlfriend of Dog's son.
At one point, yes, she had dated Dog's son.
Okay.
She was also very good friends with his dearly departed Beth.
Uh-huh.
She had been living with Dog for a while, and on this Dr. Oz show, he proposed. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, what? And then he said, I did that to prove a point, because she said no. And it was his way of proving a point. They are not dating, though many sources say that they are. So there's that part of it. And this is Dog talking to Entertainment Tonight about Mrs. Dog and her last words. And you tell me if this is a good way to go out by leaving this message.
Back in September, Dog told me he made a promise to Beth before she died.
She said, you better not take my name off your chest, so don't take that off and don't get married. Don't ever be another Mrs. Dog. Moon Angel, will you marry me?
Wait, there's so much happening there.
Then he immediately said that on Dr. Oz. Again, he said the whole Moon Angel, will you marry me, was to prove a point, because she said, no, we're just friends. And he said, that's my point. That was a trick.
Uh-huh. A great back out he had there. He was ready for the no.
Debate that one until I don't know if he and Moon Angel are indeed dating or if they're going to eventually hook up. Who knows?
Don't take my name off your chest.
Yeah, because it's tattooed.
They don't ever get remarried.
They showed Dog's chest, and sure enough, they're in cursive. It's Beth written on his chest.
There will only be one Mrs. Dog, and Moon Angel, will you marry me?
I know, there's a lot to unpack in that whole thing there.
Mrs. Dog.
But is Mrs. Dog, and God bless her for being in that fight, but is that sorry on her way out to say, don't ever take that tattoo off and don't ever remarry? Now, I've always thought, and I guess I've been truthful about this, but some of it's shtick by saying that she has to wait at least a year. As we get older and we change, I've come around on this. Yes, I would want her to be happy, but I think the year thing is, it's a pretty good dividing line, isn't it? To wait at least a year, and especially if there are kids involved. And in Dog's case, yeah, his kid dated this new woman that he's about to hook up with.
Moon Unit Angel.
Moon whatever. Angel. I think the year thing, for the most part, it would take you to go through that grief at least a year, maybe. But who knows? Maybe you've run into someone 6 months after that that you would find companionship with. I don't think there's anything wrong with waiting that year, but it does seem like the man, not the woman, the man seems to go back in for the relationship a lot more than the woman does.
Yeah, that's the way. That is true.
And that's been the perception. My wife always says that, oh, men just can't, y'all can't make it without us. So therefore, y'all have to go out and find someone rather quickly. And in the study done, this is about 20 years old, 61% of men and 19% of women were remarried in a romantic relationship or in a romantic relationship by 25 months after their spouse's death.
Wait, so that's almost 2 years. What's the percentage again?
61% men, 19% women.
Wow.
Wow.
That's huge.
It's a huge disparity.
Now, some may say when they're older, like plus 70, plus 80, there's a smaller pool of men to choose from because women are outliving men.
Mm-hmm.
There's that part of it. But I do see this in people that I've known in their 40s and 50s, and it does seem like the man seems to, certainly within 2 years, and sometimes within right about that year, they go back and, yes, they remarry.
Isn't there a history of mankind explanation for that? For millions of years, the man has been wired to spread his seed. Where the woman has been wired to be the nurturer.
Yeah.
I don't think that's...
It's not politically correct anymore, but that's the way it's been for a billion years.
Yeah.
So, when they lose their spouse, and most likely this is going to be a little bit later in life, quite possibly the woman is past childbearing years, nurturing years, whatever, so she doesn't seek companionship, but the man is always wanting to spread his seed. So even into his 60s and 70s and 80s, he is still thinking, got to move on to the next one, got to move on to the next one.
Yeah. That, and I think this is a factor too, and maybe it's that nurturing by the woman. From this, this another article on why it is that men seem to bounce back quicker than women. It says, frankly, most widowers, the men, don't know what to do with themselves when their wives are gone. In order to put some sort of meaning back in their lives, they try to fix their life by finding another woman who can add some meaning that they feel is missing. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. The guys that I've known, sometimes in an elderly case, sometimes middle-aged, they do seem somewhat lost when their wife is not around anymore to take care of a lot of things, including him. And that's just like, geez, if I'm going to survive, I'm going to have to go get another mate. Mark.
I guess it's really individual. I mean, it's hard to throw a blanket over all men and say that, because I know plenty of men who've lost their wives and never remarried, and they were totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've known others who were remarried in 6 months or a year, you know?
Yeah.
Like, really quickly. I will say this, just from the outside looking in, when I see somebody lose their wife, for example, or it could be the other way around, lose their husband, and I see them remarried in 6 months, my first thought is, man, they've been thinking about this for a long time. They were just waiting for the coast to be clear.
The coast to be clear.
Right?
I know, it does raise suspicion, but maybe it's not, though. Maybe they had, everything was great.
Right. I'm saying it's case by case. But my first thought is always, well, they've been thinking about this for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And now they finally got the green light, and they dove right back in with somebody else.
Does it make a difference when there's kids involved? And I'm not just talking when the kids are, say, in elementary school, junior high, and high school. Even as the kids are grown, yes, they want happiness for their mom or their dad. But do they really want their parents to remarry? I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, of course, they want their parents to be happy. It depends if they like this new person,
yes,
right?
That's what it 100% comes down to. Because I've known cases where the kids couldn't stand who mom started dating.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known cases where from the get-go, the kids loved who mom started dating and wanted mom to get married immediately.
But don't you think those kids also have that, it's only been 6 months, can we wait maybe a year, maybe two before we get out there.
How old are these kids now?
Which, oh, dogs' kids?
No, no, the kids that you're talking about are hypothetical.
Well, okay, let's start with the adult child. Like, my mom went first.
Yeah,
my
dad went. Adult kids always have much hotter sports opinions about their parent remarrying. They're always the ones it's too soon, and I don't even like this. They're always against the idea.
You know why? Because it's going to impact their inheritance.
That's exactly right. Because they can't stand the fact that somebody's come along and has now married into this family and has a higher status than they do.
Right.
Because that is their new mom or dad's mate.
Dad, you're too old to be dating. When read between the lines, Dad, I don't want to lose any of my inheritance to this woman I don't even know.
Right. And there's a lot of people who have hot sports opinions about their dad remarrying the woman, and she may be a little bit younger. That still tends to be gendered, in which men will marry younger more often than women will.
Right.
And so then the woman, who generally outlives a man anyway, she gets all everything. She gets all his money. And then when she dies, her kids from the previous relationship get that money. And a lot of adult children have a hot sports opinion about that. They feel entitled to their biological parents' money.
Personally, I didn't even think about that part of it. I didn't care about that part. And it was a little different because it was my dad. I think it would have been different if it was my mom. And maybe that doesn't make any sense, but...
Still, in what way would it have been different? Man, like, how do you feel?
I don't know. You still want anyone messing with your mom, you know?
What? Messing with? You mean you don't want anyone loving and taking care
right,
of your mother?
If you want to call it that way, I'm going to call it messing. You know? At least that would have been that way for me, but... Does it make a difference if it's like the best friend, like in This Is Us? I know you guys don't watch that, but the dad, his best friend moves in after he passes and the kids are in high school. And part of the plot line is, that was kind of quick, that he's moved in and it's dad's best friend. To me, that makes it a little more uncomfortable too, doesn't it?
It feels like a certain betrayal happening there, sure.
Yeah. I don't know. And we've gone back and forth on this through the years, and I've always told you about the year or I will haunt. I have grown over the years, and I haven't taken the year thing off, and I put the year thing on for my kids' sake.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So now you're using them as your cover here.
Yes, I think
you're grown kids.
I know my kids love me so much. They see me as the big man, the big job. No one can replace him, and I think they would want at least a year observance of that.
That's ridiculous.
Given your comment of about 90 seconds ago, I think it has more to do with you don't want anybody messing with your ex-wife.
No, it's about the kids. I'm doing this for the kids.
It's not about the kids.
So, yes.
The kids can make their own rule. They don't need you to make the rule.
I'm speaking on their behalf because I know them very well, better than anybody, and I know how they feel, and that's just for their protection.
You should stand up for your spouse and say there are no restrictions, that you want her to move on and be as happy whenever she feels comfortable doing it.
I've grown to say that, to say, yes, because I thought about the last few days with the flu, if this was it, if I wasn't going to make it through, I would want her to be happy, go on and find companionship.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a year would be good, A, for the kids, B, out of respect to my legendary status, and then
he really feels this way.
This is rationalization.
No doubt.
And then the only other caveat, he can't drive my boat. You have to sell the boat.
See,
that's it.
You need to let go.
That's not that much.
You are dead. Relinquish all things in this world.
Yes. Life would be easier if everybody took my approach to what happens from the moment I die on. I don't care.
I know.
I've told you guys this for 26 years. I don't care if I'm buried or cremated. I don't care if my wife starts dating the next day. I don't care if I have kids, what they think. I don't care what anybody thinks. It doesn't matter. It will not impact me at all because I will be dead. Who cares what goes on afterwards?
Why don't you make a whole bunch of rules for your wife, Craig, out of respect for George's kids?
Well, no, nobody doesn't have method kids. He doesn't have kids.
It makes life and everything leading up to your death a lot easier you don't care about this.
I'm fine with it.
It sounds like it.
Hey, I was fine a couple of days ago. I was ready to say, well, this is it.
So you don't want your wife's new husband driving your boat for your kids' sake.
Well, no. What does your boat have to do with it? They're adults now.
What does your boat have to do? Okay, you're calling him a spare all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's about legacy at this point, and
But you don't have a legacy to stand on at this point.
Oh, yes, I do. I've invested a lot of years, and all the years I've put in, that gives me at least a year. But then after that, that's fine.
As this new guy who's going to be like 36 and never held down a regular job.
And shirtless.
And he's just blowing through your ticket money that you spent all this time trying to save up. And he's just going to be spending it left and right.
Well, then just wait a year before that disaster happens.
No, that is
out of respect for the ticket.
Enough with him that she wants him to spend all the money, then he can do it.
Out of respect for my kids, me, and the ticket. Yes, wait at least a year before any of that nonsense starts.
Have you heard these rules that women have about if they get divorced from a guy, they don't want the new guy to have kids with the next woman? Like, they want to put a restriction on that. Everybody's trying to control relationships that are no longer around.
I know.
If you die or you divorce, you don't have a say anymore.
I always said that I wouldn't have more kids if I got divorced, though.
Why? Well, you had a vasectomy, but...
Yeah, but if I hadn't done that, I don't think I would have...
Why? That's bringing more love back into the world.
What if your new wife desperately wanted kids... And
I'd get a vasectomy and not tell her and just go, man, I don't know what's going
on. Trying.
We can keep trying. And watch, she turns up pregnant and you're like, but you can't tell her.
Oh, really?
Interesting. Fascinating.
I don't want to accuse you of anything.
How far along?
Really?
It was around the time you went down to Cabo with your girlfriend.
That was in training camp. Huh?
Interesting.
Okay, well. Who's that?
That's why ultimately it's sorry for Mrs. Dog to tell Mr. Dog to never remove the tattoo and to never remarry. That was sorry for her on her deathbed.
It is sorry.
And I've set the parameters early. I'm not going to say that on my deathbed. I've already just laid it down. I've taken off haunting. I think that's growth for me, isn't it?
You're doing something worse. You're using your kids as an excuse
and the P1s.
To get the same result.
No, the P1s appreciate that, too. They wouldn't want the
I can't wait
remarry.
To have this guy on the show.
Y'all probably will, too.
As he that's rolls up in his brand new Harley.
Cannot go on morning show. That's one more parameter.
He rolls up in his Rolls Royce with the personalized plates. Thanks, Jubb.
Yeah. Jubb 1.
All right. For trying to make me crazy. That's fine. That's good. As long as it's after a year, I'm good.
Uh-huh.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. It's 8:33 on the ticket. Speaking of Valentine's, next we're going to talk to Cupid.